justified, yes. If I had a predator, if I had a person, let me give you an example. Recently, in fact, the person was on Celebrity Justice just Friday. An employee and friend of mine had gotten involved with a man that was a con artist. And she was taken very badly. She was abused and she was used. And she was left holding the bag of thousands of dollars of bills. Now, this man was a con artist before he met her and continued to be after he left.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was a ritual to turn his natural tendencies of con and manipulation against him. Now, I did this ritual approximately 4.5 months ago. Ironically, Thursday morning, he was arrested and is now incarcerated.
Oh.
And this is the gentleman that tried to solve Kobe Bryant's problem.
Oh, that man.
Yeah, Yuri.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, really?
So there's one way of taking a predator not only off the scene, but getting justification.
And he had, whoever this was, he had in some way cheated.
Cheated, abused, ran up
thousands
of dollars.
Would I say your client? Your client? Would that be your client or your...
My friend and employee.
Huh.
She did not want to come to me when she finally did because he had left and had all these tremendous bills and found out all of the things that had been done. Plus, wow. I heard the story of what he did to her.
Wow. What kind of ritual, without giving me absolute specifics, because I'm not sure we want to give that out on the air, but I mean, what kind of ritual would you go through to manifest that kind of ending for this person?
Well, I would make an effigy of the individual, which is a representation of that person, imitative magic.
Almost like voodoo.
Right. Then I would take that which is in sympathy with the body, and I have now established a connection and a link. I have used a black reverse image candle, so what I am doing is reversing everything that he has done on himself, and then I am bringing down a light, a spotlight, so that he will be found out, that he will be caught, and that he will be incarcerated. And I see it in action. See, what is above becomes manifested below. So once I create it in the astral plane, once I have manifested it there, then it can come down into the physical plane, and it will get its results.
Where does the power come from that you call upon to do this? Where does that power come from?
Well, the first thing I do is I do what we call a raising of power, and that is the power of myself, the personal power. Then what I do is a drawing of power. I will pull in entities, elements, spirits, whatever it is that is necessary in order to accomplish the task.
So there are others, elements, elementals that you can call upon.
Yes.
To assist you.
I call on the elements. I will call upon the watchers. I will call on upon a specific entity or deity that will help me and aid me and assist me in accomplishing my goal.
Is there any way that you know that this spell that you have cast has taken effect? I mean, is it immediate? Is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a few months, as you mentioned? Or do these things always happen right away? Or do they sometimes take time? Or do you know the way they're going to manifest? I mean, do you know he's going to end up in handcuffs on the way to jail?
That's what I saw. How it was going to come about, I did not know. I just put it out there, and I see it in its completion. Now, depending on what the ritual is, it can be an immediate reaction, or it can be something that may take a little bit of time. When you're dealing with a person, especially one of that ill repute, you realize that they are going to increase their, let's say, con, and so therefore they're going to become more and more daring. So what you're doing is waiting for the ultimates where they're going to be caught, where they're going to do something and make a mistake, and you make sure that that's what happens. Yet you give them false pride, false ego, false power, and then you destroy them.
So really, it wouldn't matter what they would endeavor to do, it would go all wrong.
When I got done with them, yeah. And I'm being very sincere, Art. It's not something I do often.
Yes.
All right, but when it is justified, yeah, I will.
Well, there's a lot of good and evil in the world, to be sure. And in terms of going to get someone who's done evil, I wouldn't think there'd be any shortage of targets.
No, there aren't. But you know, now let's take it on a smaller plane. Let's say you have a predator. I have an awful lot of my clients that are interstate truckers. And they're worried about hijacking.
Well,
they're worried about things sabotage.
Sure.
And competition. Well, what I have told them is that they can do what we call a thought form or a familiar, and you can create, let's say, the panther or the wolf as a protector, not only of yourself, but of that truck or that vehicle or that car or that Suburban.
Huh.
And therefore, let's say someone is going to attempt to either hijack you. What they would see as you would walk to your car or to your truck is that you had an animal with you. And what was waiting in that car or truck was another. And so usually the culprits will say, let's go find something that's a little easier.
Right, well, sure. Yeah, sure. And but they would see...
Oh, yes. Manifestation of a thought form. Yes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting because I've had so many emails of strange, unexplainable occurrences from people that are on the highway. Obviously, we have a lot of listeners who are in trucks at this time of night, you know, headed out into the night across the interstates of this country. And you've helped out a number of them, huh?
Yes, I have. And I've got so many wonderful testimonials.
That's
I mean, they can't
wild.
Believe it, but once they first evoke and conjure and create a thought form and give it life, its energy, it will manifest.
Well, when we get back in a moment, we're at a break point here. When we get back, we'll continue talking about, we're not going to exclusively, now mind you, talk about the wicked sides of magic, but we are going to cover an awful lot of it. I had no idea it was out there on the highways and the interstates across our nation. Fascinating. My guest is Evelyn Paglini.
We were on fire.